A homeless Elliot Lake man was convicted Friday of committing an indecent act for exposing himself in the laundry room of an apartment complex in the town. Cody Everton pleaded guilty to the offense, which occurred on March 20, when he appeared in a Sault Ste. Marie courtroom via Zoom from an out-of-town custodial institution. The 28-year-old also was convicted of break and enter to commit the indictable offense of theft, fraud and two counts of prowling at night. Ontario Court Justice Melanie Dunn heard he entered a home, through an unlocked side door on November 27, and his actions were caught on video surveillance. He was then seen walking down the road several times and throwing items into the snow. On November 23, a resident reported someone had stolen items from his vehicle, and used one of his checks. Everton deposited a $200 check at a bank, prosecutor Gary Knox said. The accused was caught on video cameras on other dates near vehicles and checking out properties. On April 3 of this year, he was arrested and charged with trespassing by night in connection with a number of incidents. Police had received numerous calls about him, trespassing and loitering where he shouldn't be, the assistant Crown attorney said. Knox and defense lawyer Adrian Hagen jointly recommended that Everton be sentenced to time served, 5.5 months, and placed on probation for 2 years. He went on quite a spree, Knox said. He was homeless and hopefully he can get some assistance. Hagen said her client, who has a very limited record, spiraled out of control because of substance abuse. He understands he needs to get a job. When Dunn imposed the sentence, she noted Everton struggled with addiction and has taken steps to deal with it. You are aware if you want to remain out of custody you have to stay sober or you will be right back where you are. During his probation, he must take assessment and counseling for psychiatric issues and substance abuse. He also must not communicate with more than a dozen people impacted by his actions and stay away from their residences. Everton must pay restitution, totaling $382. As well, he can't possess any credit, debit or identification card not lawfully issued in his name. The judge imposed a 10-year weapons prohibition and ordered him to provide a DNA sample for the national database.